Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to With Insights. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, streaming live on the World Wide Web, on withinsightsradio.com, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. For the next 60 minutes, we will be learning about With Insights. All our friends on this show have something to share and something to give. So I want you to sit back and relax, fasten your seatbelts, and let's get ready for the ride.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, here live in Columbus, Ohio. I believe Rosa Garcia-Bell is online with us.
Well, good evening, good afternoon for those of you that are listening on the West Coast there. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Still on the road, Rosa?
I'm still on the road. Yeah, I should be there in a few minutes. I'm heading, you know, busy traffic day. Mondays are usually kind of interesting traffic days. So, you know, but we're here on With Insights Radio, streaming live every Monday, Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. So thanks for joining and tuning in and taking the time out of your busy life to connect with us and share what's on your hearts today. So what did you do? Where do you want to start?
Well, I want to start how amazing it was when we had the purification rains. You know, it was just,
actually
in my house, you know, it's kind of a little secluded. I actually ran outside and jumped in the rain, took off all my clothes and just letting the water hit me.
I knew you were going to say that. I don't know why.
And then I ran by the window, and my wife starts knocking on the window. Get back inside. The lightning is thundering. There's so much lightning outside. I'm like, don't you notice it? I'm like, totally nude.
She didn't notice you were naked. She noticed the lightning.
No, she doesn't like
That's so funny.
And then she goes, were you naked? I said, hell yeah. I was naked. But it felt so good. But you know the weirdest thing was? My son goes, your eyes are red. I said, yeah, they are red, aren't they? The water, like, made my eyes burn. It was kind of weird. You know, acid rain, I don't know. It was just my eyes. It looked like I'd been in a swimming pool all day. But I tell you, Rose, it felt so good to, you know, just get hit by the nice, refreshing waters. And and I just took it in and soaked it all in.
That's
awesome.
Great.
It felt great.
That's cool. That's a great story. I can't top that. So, Sunday was a very relaxing day. We just kicked back and just kind of lounged around like lizards and just enjoyed each other's company with the kids and, you know, with guys and so forth. But good day, good weekend. It was just a weekend where we really didn't have any agenda and just relaxed. I got some rest in and it feels good.
Good. Yeah, it was just nice to hang out and just, you know, sitting home. We were going to go zip lining, but it didn't pan out for our friend who was going to go with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we just stayed home. We said, hey, you know, we're staying home and we're just going to chill. And it actually turned out better. And I kind of liked it. It's just quiet, relaxing.
Yeah,
and
that's what we did. We just kind of kicked back and had a really relaxing, you know, weekend. And we were commenting how it was nice to just do that because we're always on the run, always on the go, always got something going on. And it was just a nice change of pace.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, when I'm on Facebook, I find some interesting things. I'm reading this test, and it says answer the questions as accurately as possible. It's an actual exam from a student who he actually failed the test but got an A+ for creativity. Throughout the show, I'm gonna just throw things out there to you and see how you can answer them and see how close you are. Remember, it's not a literal question, so you're going to have to really kind of play with me here a little bit and go along with it. So. I'll start with one. I'll start with one.
Okay.
What can you never eat before breakfast? This is actual test question.
What can you never eat before breakfast? Well, that would be breakfast maybe because
Okay. Geez. Well, this is so funny. This exam is because I thought it was funny.
What can you never eat before breakfast?
You ready for the answer?
Dinner or lunch?
Lunch and dinner. That's it. You got it, Rosa.
Okay.
Good job. Yeah, lunch and dinner.
Well, that's the first thing that came into my mind that I'm just like, that's just kind of funny. But,
this show's about thinking outside the box today. It's all about thinking outside the box a little bit. looking at things and look at them at a literal sense and a non-literal sense. Sometimes
sure.
we get so analytical, and we get so, oh, it's got to be this way, and and it's not always that way. So
we're always I always find, especially people like myself, I categorize myself as a very logical, kind of linear. I'm thinking that A plus B equals C, and, with life, it's hard for me to, come to different conclusion that A plus B doesn't always equal C. And what I found out from Spirit was that equals the mystery of life, that life is a mystery. And that also, to me, equals magic and serendipity and miracles. So sometimes those things that we think add up to 1 + 1 doesn't always equal, 2. I mean, it equals something different. And sometimes when we allow ourselves, especially somebody like me, to think differently, to kind of think of nonlinear ways of looking at life, then magic starts to happen.
You ready for next one?
On your door. Yeah.
I think it's open. Is it open or not?
No. It's closed.
Okay. Okay.
One second,
folks. We will open the door for Rose. So keep talking, Rose. I'll come open the door for you.
Okay. All righty. So that was an interesting question. Life's often that way. I find that, the spirituality part of life is nonlinear. Things of the spirit can sometimes, can't be described, can't be explained. So, hello, Bella. Happy to see you. So, so do you have any other interesting questions?
Yeah. River Ravi flows in which state?
River Ravi? River what?
It's a river called Ravi.
The rabbi, maybe?
Flows in which state?
The state of fluidity?
Ah, that's good. Liquid state.
Okay.
Rose is one. Two for two.
I don't know. Spirit's helping me along. And I'm not looking at the answer, Steve, I swear. Oh, my goodness.
Rose just walked in the room. Yeah. We're going to mic her up here real quick. So give us a moment, folks. Be patient with us as we change technology formats. And my guard dog was welcoming Rosa to our home. And we're back.
You can hear me now.
I just kind of saw this test today, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I wanted to share that with you.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
I think your phone's still on.
Okay, my phone is still on? Yes, it is still on. Thank you. I learn a lot from my kids, I have to say. I have a strategy in mind every time I talk to them because they're steps ahead of me in a lot of ways. So, one thing that, I've learned to do is to just allow them to be ahead of me, and that was kind of, when I say ahead of me, of like, they've got like great wisdom already and they're very young, and sometimes acknowledging them, with the knowledge that they do have is important. And that was a good reminder this past weekend was, one of my kids was, he wanted to play video games for hours and hours, which, it's a pretty good game. I don't mind it. It's about building cities and stuff like that. So it's basically a 3D Lego workshop online, and he's playing with other friends. They're building cities and communities and stuff like that. So I said, you know what, Sean, I want you to, you've had enough time on the video games, and I'd like to spend time with you. And he was like, well, I don't want to spend time with you, Mom. I want to play my video games. I'm like, okay, but I'd like to spend time with you. So we went back and forth, and I basically came to the point where I'm like, you know what? It's our time together right now. So he had a little bit of a temper tantrum and so forth. And then he realized the temper tantrum wasn't working. And then I just stood there and just kind of created a space of, go ahead, express yourself. You're allowed to be angry, and you're allowed to punch the wall and hurt your knuckles if you want to. So, usually I'm trying to combat that and just say, you know what, that really, But, when I realized that, I told him, I said, okay, Sean, so how's your knuckle feel? How you punched it, so how do you feel after you've, said some
pretty interesting comments about me and you and spending time together, how you don't want to spend time with me. I understand you're a teenager and so forth. Mm-hmm. And he finally looked at me, and he just smiled, and he's like, he knew that he was trying to press all my buttons, you know. But I came to the conclusion that, you know what, let him, he's allowed to have a temper tantrum. He's allowed to do whatever he wants, you know.
Right.
Not whatever he wants, but he's allowed to express himself with mm-hmm. reason. And where in the past I would be like, no, you go, you know, go to your room, or you go take a shower, you go, to, you know, be like combating fire with fire, you know.
Right.
So I learned a valuable lesson to, you know, step myself out of that reactionary mode where I got to be the forceful parent. Why don't I just be listening and see what he has to say?
Right.
And that's it good. Really diffused the situation. But, you know, he taught me that because he's also taught me different ways to parent him. You know, we all teach each other how to treat each other, you know,
right,
throughout
right.
life.
Uh-huh.
And he's a very good, interesting teacher. He's taught me different ways to parent myself about him. So I'm thinking, okay, great. But it's all good. It's all good. Learned a lot. Learned
cool.
a lot
yeah.
from not reacting to his, you know, two-year-old tantrums, even though he's
14. I like when you said he didn't want to spend time.
Yes, yes.
That was kind of funny. I don't know why. But.
I don't know. Well, the thing is, you know, he's trying to use different tactics now that he's a little bit older, things that he knows that will kind of hit my heartstrings a little bit.
Right.
So the kids are really interesting, you know. They learn a lot in how to move energy,
mm-hmm.
you know. Some people might say, you know, kids, they're very intuitive, but they have to be in this day and age because it's a different day and age than when we grew up. They're exposed to so much different things. Number one being technology and the ease of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, it's like the ease of communication is so readily available where sometimes I think that, you know, the consequences aren't thought through. Because of that, because the communication can be rewritten immediately. You can restart your game. You can retext somebody else. You can put it on Facebook. I mean, it's just like you've got your Facebook. You've got your text. You've got your phones. You've got
yeah.
your Xbox Live. You've got your whatever other live systems that you have out there. It's just communication is so...
That's interesting that you say that because I thought about that the other day. I was kind of thinking about, you know, how we communicate. You know, people can't really hide anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't use the excuse, oh... You know, because they know you have a phone. They know you text.
You Skype now.
They know you're on Facebook.
Web,
you know.
Web interface.
I mean, my dad, you know, is a good example. He goes, he's like, what do you have the effing phone for and you don't answer it? I'm like, well, maybe I was in the bathroom. You know, maybe I was taking a shower. He goes, when I call you, he didn't listen to it. You know, he's like, when I call you, you should answer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to call you to bother you. I'm calling you to, you know, I could be hurt. I could be, something could be wrong. And,
yeah.
you know, maybe I just want to talk to you, he said. I was like, okay, I get that. But it's just funny, you know, it's like...
We have this expectation out there.
And yeah.
You know, it's a different day and age for our kids.
Well, that, you know, here's our dad, you
yeah.
know, and he's an older generation.
He's two generations.
He expects that you should be, like, phone glued to your ear, you know,
yeah.
or something.
Whereas, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's different generations.
Because when we were kids, we didn't have cell phones.
Oh,
we didn't have internet. We didn't have any of that stuff.
We didn't even have an answering machine.
I mean...
For the longest
is,
time.
You called, and you had to call at a certain time and report in and say, I'm on my way from school, or if we're going to have to stay after school, we had to call. It
right.
was like, there was, and we had like this chain of wherever we needed to call, we would call. But now it's like, man, we have more accessibility, and it's sometimes harder to reach people now than it was back then.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But it's funny, it's great being intuitive because when I can't get a hold of my kids, I will send them a message energetically, I'm like, call your mom. And even though I don't get a hold of them right away, they're like, Mom, I know you've been trying to get a hold of me. I can send you. And I'm like, yeah, I good.
That's funny.
Good. So they're intuitive as well. I think, you know, everyone is, you know, listeners, that are, everyone's intuitive. It's just whether or not you believe it, I guess, or whether or not you want to, like, develop that intuitive gift that we all have.
Well, it's like saying, you know, you said if you want to believe it or not. It's like saying, hey, you know what? There is no sun. You know, the sun rises every day.
Yeah.
Regardless if you believe it or not, it comes up.
Uh-huh.
Either behind the clouds or no clouds, it comes up for as long as, you know, we're supposed to have it coming
right.
up. And so the intuition works the same way. We have it, regardless if we want it or not.
And whether
how
we can, yeah.
You know, how we use it is different.
Oh, absolutely. We all use it differently. We all use it, whether you know it or not, you're using your intuition every day, whether or not you are like, you know, when you're going down to the cafeteria, going out to lunch, you know, you kind of listen to what your body's craving.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, you choose to make a turn into, you know, a fast food joint and get a salad instead of a hamburger, you know, because you listen to your body. Then those of us that don't listen to our body, you know, are feeding subconscious emotions might choose something else to feed that. But
well, that's a good example. You said that.
Yeah.
Because today I wanted to go eat somewhere and Markel was like, let's go to Chipotle. I'm like, oh, I was like, no.
Healthier.
And she goes, let's go here. I'm like, she goes, let's just go to Wendy's and get a salad. I said, you know, so
uh-huh.
I got a salad. She got a chicken sandwich. But the point was, I just was not in the mood for heavy. And it was so hot. It was almost 100 degrees today in Columbus,
yeah.
Ohio. So it was just like.
It was
in the blacktop. You could fry an egg on the blacktop today. And that's
right.
How hot it was.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So, you know, we're just talking kind of about unwinding our day, kind of like what you do when you go home and or with your friends. You know, it's a very casual show. We talk about things that have happened or happening in our lives.
Yeah, tell us what you're going, what's going on yours.
Yeah, we want to hear what's going on with you and have a conversation like friends, because we are all friends. As,
yeah, and call us back and let us know how your reading went that you gave us. Because actually, you're giving us the reading.
True.
The illusion is that we're giving you a reading. Actually, you're working simultaneously, working together, channeling and unlocking the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take our first caller here in a few minutes. In less than a minute,
good.
We're going to take a 30-second break.
That sounds good.
And we're going to come right back. Okay? So
sounds
hang
great.
On tight.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. Here with Iggy and Rosa. We are jamming on here on the internet, talking to you. We're on the worldwide. We're in the universe. We're floating all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take your calls here now. We're going to open up the lines and hear what you got to share. Do you have something you want to share with us?
Sure. Anything that we've been talking about?
An epiphany or something that's happened to you, something besides just getting a reading? Well, share with us. We'd like to hear it because sometimes, you know, we do all the talking here. It's your show, and
mm-hmm.
we invite you to share as well. So, with further ado, we'll move along the lines here.
Sounds good.
519, you are on the air.
Hi, Tiki and Rosa. My name is Karen. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Well,
how are you today?
Today? I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. And
good. We're asking
you?
The same questions.
On the same wavelength.
Yeah.
That's correct. We're
totally.
On the frequency.
Yeah. Well,
what's on your mind today?
A reading, but I'd also like to tell you just, you know, when you're starting to pay attention, I live in the country, and just over the last weekend, I've just been noticing a lot of strange sightings of animals, and I don't know, it was kind of strange. I saw two, in different locations, two possums.
Mm-hmm.
Both were sadly not with us anymore. And then this is really odd, but two black butterflies. And then little yellow finches that just keep diving in front of me. They're alive.
Wow.
But I'm like, those are three very unusual species of insects and animals that you don't normally see.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I find that pretty interesting because I have a little yellow finch that visits me.
Yeah.
It uses the hummingbird feeder. It's just a little yellow guy. He just like chills and there's like two of them. But and then Susie saw this butterfly. It's black with blue, though. It has blue on it.
Mm.
And then the other night when I was here with my dog, we were out by the tree and out by the fire pit. This skunk just showed up out of nowhere. So what I'm hearing here is, what I'm listening to is the possum, the butterfly, and the finch. So what I'm looking at here is I'm seeing the looks within on the medicine wheel of the Native American medicine wheel of the Nemahon. The looks within aspect is about the things are inside of ourselves, muscles, the bones, our emotions, our deep core issues that we have, the things that we're trying to cleanse out, the things we're trying to move through our body. So you said they're not with us anymore. It sounds like maybe you've released some things that have been holding you down a little bit, or you're about to release them, because now what you've seen is the butterfly. And the butterfly, you know, is very, very typical reading I'm going to give on that is about transformation. It's about changing your perception, changing your whole way you look at things. Because the caterpillar completely changed its DNA structure when it comes out of the cocoon. Part of the battle, part of the fight is actually getting all that goop on itself and fighting and drying in the sun once it's out of the host. The worst thing we can do is actually help the butterfly come out of its cocoon, because it will actually disform it and it will never, probably wouldn't live very long. Now we move to the bird realm. The birds, well, you know, they're really free flowing, and the beauty of yellow is just amazing. You know, yellow is a purification color, a color of just of the sun. And sending the bird is a reminder there that, you know, to be free like the bird and be quick and sharp and on point with your decisions, you know. And that's kind of what I felt that the universe wanted to share. I don't know if Rosa has anything else you wanted to share.
Go ahead. Sorry, darling. I just meant to mention, too, I don't know, I'm from Canada, and the population of hawks are phenomenal. And just seeing them soar is just, I mean, they look a lot like an eagle, but not as big. But I've just noticed this year in the last month or so that there's, you know, they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hawks are beautiful. They're messengers.
Definitely.
And then this was even more bizarre. As I'm walking at 6 o'clock in the morning along one of the country fences along the road, there were four crows all sitting in between on this fence, in between each pole, just watching me walk by.
You're getting a beautiful set of animal totems.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
You're very connected to receiving messages. In the sense that nature is a beautiful connector. It is. It'll connect with the frequency that you're emanating. So that's my belief, anyways. So I did pull a card for you, you're welcome. I pulled from the Wisdom of Avalon Oracle cards by Colette Baron-Reed, and actually, when Iggy said that you know, we were going to take a call, I pulled a card, and then I reshuffled it because I hadn't connected with you. But the card that I pulled, and then I pulled the card again while you were talking, and the same card came out. So this card's meant to be, it's obviously spirit saying, very persistent, and sending, wanting me to share this message with you, and to, actually for our listeners for that matter, because we are all connected. The card I pulled for you is the love card, love. And this marker reminds you to show kindness and compassion to whom you meet on your path. Be it a beggar on a street corner, a coworker, a family member, an animal, or a plant whose leaves need pruning. So this marker asks you to shift perception from yourself as a solitary person on the earth to one who's part of a living system. And all those signs that you've been receiving are a clear indication of that. Love is what made you, so keep flowing. Remember to receive love as well. Ask yourself, am I blocking love? This marker reminds you that you're as connected to all of life as it is to you, and that you're responsible to be the steward of the love of the god or goddess. So love is without conditions. It's respectful, mindful, sees all life as sacred, and acts in accordance. So love reminds you that this very planet is a living being. So love is the very essence of the divine, and the divine that lives within you. So it's reminding us to see the divine in others.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you are doing that because you are receiving lots of signs from spirit on your path. So, yeah,
That is very cool. That's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a question for
you.
You know, if you're listening to the show here from the beginning or not, but I've been asking Rosa like these test questions where these kids are given. I don't know. Well, I have one for you.
Okay.
The universe wants me to ask you this. Okay. What looks like half an apple?
What looks like half an apple?
Mm-hmm.
The other half.
That's right.
There you go.
Yay,
that's
good for two.
Very good.
Yay.
Very good. She's flowing.
We're all on the flow.
Oh, they're great.
Cool.
I love them.
thank you so much for sharing your energy with us and allowing us to share those messages from Spirit.
All right.
Thank you. And namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
We're answering the questions correctly. Good.
Oh, is there a right or wrong answer, Iggy?
No, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just funny that if you guys, if the answers are kind of close. She actually got it right on par.
Uh-huh.
And it's just funny. I think it's very serendipitous and very, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, we want things to be a certain way. Then, like a teacher makes this test, and when it's certain answers,
mm-hmm.
very, you know, very logical oriented
right.
answers, then it's. And it's a child's view of the world, you know.
And, you know, who is the child and who is the teacher in your life, you
mm-hmm.
know? Like I was talking to you earlier, you know, about our kids, our children, you know, they're wonderful teachers.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's so funny because, the minute they realize that they're teaching you is when they become childish. But the minute you realize that they're your teacher, you become the master.
Right.
So it's a really interesting paradox there. And it's very humbling as well, is to know that you are in a position of being a parent or so-called teacher, when you humble yourself to be the student and learn from the student, so-called teacher, it's a reversal of it shifts your energy, and the energy flows through both of you. So it's very interesting. Very interesting concept.
Oh, absolutely. You ready to move on down the line here?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go. 814, you're on the air. If you can hear us, you're on. We're well. How are you? What's your name?
Oh, I am doing well. My name is Shannon.
Welcome, Shannon.
Welcome, Shannon.
Thank you.
What is on your mind?
Taking my call. What's on my mind is moving out west, getting a job, and being with my boyfriend, who is also out west.
He's already there?
He is already there, correct.
Okay.
Sounds like a wonderful adventure in the making.
I just keep getting there. I keep getting
right now.
All I can hear is go, and quite frankly, your finances, good or bad, however you perceive them, however you're looking at them, they're either going to improve or not improve, regardless if you go or don't go. And I think maybe just a whole change of scenery, a whole change of attitude, a whole change of, you know, of seeing things from a different point of view is in hand. It's needed. And I actually pulled a card for you, and we'll kind of go along with what I'm feeling inside. I pulled the wolf card, and the card represents guardian. You are safe and protected at all times. That's a good card.
Mm-hmm.
I like that card because what it's saying is whatever decision you're going to make, be on guard. There's guardians here. You have your spirits with you. You have your animals with you who are going to protect you. You have your belief, your faith, whatever that may be. And sometimes we need to step out and do the things that we always say, I'm going to do this, and we never do it. I think a lot of us have done that, and I think it's time for maybe to get your feet a little bit wet and explore. And it's time to move on.
What holds me up is my oldest son is not legally allowed to leave the state. He's allowed to be with me, but he's on probation right now, and we've talked, have a place to go ahead and just get out and go,
mm-hmm.
and have a job lined up and just go. I mean, I just lost my job. I actually said, I don't have any vacation time. How am I going to take a week to go out west with my kids? And then I lost my job, but then I don't have the finances. So I'm kind of like, oh, come on.
You make a good point there. You know, you've asked the universe to go out west, but you weren't specific enough, and you didn't give enough detail, and it gave you exactly what you needed in the form that you probably subconsciously didn't even think about. It's a good way to... good time for you to learn to communicate to yourself, so when you're asking for these things and asking for these gifts from the universe, it can give it to you as clear and concise as possible. You did lose your job, and you're trying to figure out how to get there, and the job was one of those things that you were probably going, well, how do I do this with my job? Well, now you don't have a job, but now we're talking about finances. So how would we approach finances? How would we look at that? How we would say we don't have. When we say we don't have, we're living in a fear, and we're living in a lack mentality. Talk to yourself in a way, Wells, I'm abundant, always, all money comes freely and easily to me. Talk to yourself in a way where abundance comes to you. Rose, you want to pick up from there maybe?
No, I think those are very important points that you brought up as far as your the next step of your journey. I feel like there's a part of you that's already gone. You're already there, and I just want you to start to create the energetic environment and space for your family and what that's going to look like, and focus on creating the energy and the space where you will be received with love, and that you will be guided divinely by your spirit guides, and call out for help for your guides often during this time. You know, Iggy pulled a powerful card, animal totem, the wolf, and the wolf is to ask for protection as well while you're out there, so that you are not misguided or misleaded in any way, so that you fall into the right opportunities and living environments that are healthy for you and your family. So I already see the energy creating out there for you. It's up to you at this point now whether or not you are going to create it in a way that is going to empower you to not only just stepping stone, but it's a stepping stone up to a better environment for you so that you can grow heart-wise and spiritually as well. But I pulled a card for you. I pulled the card of sacred marker card of joy. And this is a time for joy is a time for celebration, and it portends the joyous completion of a project. Portending meaning that something is going to come to a completion, something is going to come to more of a finality as you're creating. So, if there's a goal that you're, when you're moving out there, if there's a particular goal that you want to focus on, that this would be a good time to do it. Again, it sounds like you've had a, particular energy expended and trying to figure out what to do next. The time is to refocus that energy in a different direction where, like Iggy said, it's less out of fear and more out of like, you know what, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can, take my family with me. We can create this new life for ourselves. We can make it an adventure, and we can make it the best time of our life. So the energies are wanting you to re-perceptualize your energy. I just made up that word. But basically, Spirit's saying to refocus your energy, start creating in a different way where you can visualize these outcomes really positive and crisp and supported and financially abundant as well.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I have a question for you now. Before you hang up, I have a question now. We're taking the pretest here. This is I don't know if you've been listening, but I gave a couple of questions. This is a question I'm going to ask you, okay? If you throw a red stone into a blue sea, what will it become?
Purple, like the violet flame of the heart.
Okay. That's what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a real simple question, a real simple answer, okay? You ready?
Yes.
Simply a wet stone.
Okay, I see purple, and I see love. The threefold flame of God, because my twin is out west, and it was confirmed to me that he is my twin.
Well, and that's what the universe wanted me to ask you.
I hear the passion coming through, that purple heart, the flame heart there. So go on your journey, my sister.
And we thank you very much for calling in. And we hope
you
get what you're asking for.
Safe travels.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, let's see. I think we have a question in the chat room here. I think Jamie asked a question. Do you see me getting a job soon? Thank you. Okay. While I was listening to you, Shannon, and you talk, I actually pulled a card for her, Jamie. I pulled the butterfly card, and the card, very typical. Everybody knows the answer to this. It's about transformation. Get ready for a big breakthrough. You're asking for a job, so that means get ready for the big breakthrough. Right now, you're in the kind of coming out of the cocoon state. You're struggling, and you're fighting through it. You've lost maybe a job, or you're looking for a job. Now you're in preparation. Now you're in preparation for whatever that is. Ask the universe very precisely what you want, what you need, what that job looks like, what it entails, how long you want that job. Are you going to be moving? Is this just a stepping stone? I feel like some people just get a job just to get a job. Make sure when you get something, you're looking for a job, to make sure that it's something that you either can grow in it or propel you to the next thing that you need to go. So that's kind of what the universe is telling me to say. I'm not exactly sure what that means. I think maybe you can kind of figure it out and decipher that. I don't know if Rose has anything else she wants to add to that.
I think that's appropriate. That's good. That's very good.
Hopefully that helps you a little bit. And we'll move right along here. Some beautiful cards today.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just like life. It's all how we choose to look at it, you know. And I want to remind everybody that it's important to remember that, you know what, acknowledge how you're feeling at the moment. You know, if you're feeling upset or if you're feeling frustrated or if you're feeling scared about your next step, I mean, it's okay to be there. Those are very important emotions, and it's really important to acknowledge them to yourself and to acknowledge that there's a part of you that feels really downtrodden or discouraged or scared about the next step or just doesn't know why things aren't working the way you want them to. You know, just remind yourself that there's a part of you that feels that way. And also remind yourself that there is another part of you that also knows that things can be different. Things can change for you as well, that you're not always going to be stuck in this state of whatever you're feeling emotionally. But it's important to feel that and to move through those emotions and to call on a higher power that works for you, or to pray or to meditate, to ask for guidance from your higher self, which is a part of you that is all-knowing, connected to the Creator, that infinite part of you, to ask for help and ask for it to come in a way that is gentle, that you will be able to understand it. So, again.
Yeah, it's funny because when we move through life, there's some things that we're taught, you know, education-wise and whatever we're taught through our family. And I was really thinking about that the other day, what we learn in school. You know, they really don't teach you finances. They really don't teach you, you know, dream building or anything like that. It's more preparation for the world that has been created for us.
Or data. You know, lots of data, too.
Yes, absolutely. And I encourage our listeners to get on an education path of learning new modalities, new rituals, new different things, self-talk, self-motivating, self-empowering them. You know, read these books, read these people, because, you know, a lot of these people, you know, I read them, you read them. And we've learned a lot from them. We've had great sages and teachers. For some people, it comes natural and they learn. But for other people, they need to read a book. They need to see a video. They need to put a DVD in. And, you know, I believe the books and the people you associate with kind of influences kind of where you're at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Not forever, but just in that moment. And, you know, I really encourage people to, you know, read a Wayne Dwyer book or a video or something, or Change your outlook on things instead of watching the news all the time. Because someone always tell you when the news is bad. So, you know, change your perceptions a bit. Change how you look at, perceive things. Change how, you know, instead of reading the romance novel, read a book about self-empowering you. And, you know, I'm not saying the romance novel is bad. I'm just saying you might find that the romance inside you is more powerful than reading about two other people romanticizing themselves. The gifts that we are given are phenomenal. And, you know, there are gifts that some of our listeners have that we will never have.
But they're
just ready to unlock and just change the world. You know, there's that one person. I know there's that one person who listens to our show or any other of these shows or is on a show. He's just ready to, you know, be the next key to our evolution and to our expansion and our consciousness to expand. I mean, we do our part, you know, we try to improve every day and every moment as much as we can. But I think to encourage other people to learn and to embrace and to question a little bit, hey, you know what, that doesn't sound right. You know, this is magical, you know. Because we are magic. We are the gifts. We are the gifts of the creation. And Creator is trying to express itself through us.
Absolutely. You know, there are some wonderful, we're all creators in our own right. We're all wonderful directors, screenwriters, playwrights. We're all out there creating our world as we experience it at the present moment. Some of us don't realize how powerful what our thoughts, what we think about, where we focus our attitude and our intention, if we even create an intention for the day. You know, sometimes you don't realize how powerful that is. You know, what the biggest thing that got me on this spiritual path, if you will, I don't even know if I can call it that, but I more like a spiritual awakening, is my own suffering. You know, I wanted to understand the suffering. Why? Because I'm kind of, you know, I'm curious, just like you, and wanted to know, well, why does this happen? Why do I feel this way? I don't like feeling this way. I don't understand. It's not, I know that if I understood it, that I could be stronger, I can grow from it. So just intuitively knowing, my spirit was just like on this quest to understand, you know, well, why? And sometimes it's just asking questions. Your life is as profound as the questions that you ask yourself. So ask yourself questions. Ask why. Why does this? What is this about? What is that? What does that butterfly mean? What does the yellow finch mean?
Right.
You know, or why am I feeling this way? You know, and, you know, grow. Challenge yourself to evolve. You know, one of the things, if something pisses you off, find out why that pisses you off. Why does that person upset you? Or why can't you stand that coworker? What is it about that person that's reflecting a part of me and I just don't want to see about myself? You know, ask yourself those tough questions. It'll get your mind going a different direction. So those are just invitations to kind of live life a little differently.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, that's what I'm saying is there's colleges of learning, and you don't always have to get a degree to learn this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a constant learning. It never ends. This holistic approach to life, this new perception of seeing things is unlimited.
Right. It's, you know, the Stephen Covey passed away today. He died today. And he taught one thing that is very well known for is seven habits of highly effective people. Mm. And one of his main tenets is, you know, take responsibility for your life. You know, take responsibility for your life and accept the consequences, whatever happens. You know, that's very spiritual in a sense, but very human and very high virtuous, if you will. You know, is to, you know, if everyone took responsibility for their part or what they believe their part is, stepped into a situation where no matter what happened, whether it's good or bad, to take responsibility. You know, what would this world look like? You know, if you really took that literally, you know, there would be no skirting of responsibility and no be able to point the other finger and say it was them or it wasn't me or I didn't do it. You know, and it's not about blame. It's more about, okay, so knowing that each individual person has the ability to affect change.
Sure.
That's what's key, is that everyone has the ability to affect change. Change within themselves first, and then outward. Don't focus about everybody else. Focus about your own business, you know.
Right.
Focus about changing yourself and how you're going to live your life. And then the other stuff kind of just falls into place. Teachers will come into your life. You will be the student. You will be the teacher. It'll shift, you know. Life will go on.
Right. Well, let's move on to another topic
here. All right.
631, you're on the air. If you can hear us, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Don't know if they're on.
They could be muted.
Maybe their
mic's off. Or
maybe they're just
I've
listening.
Got your number here, so if you want to try to call back in, or you may have disconnected, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
Just put you on.
Maybe they were just listening.
Yeah,
sometimes people just call and listen to the
call.
Show and want to hear what's going on. Sometimes people don't have access to the internet, too. So what's the good thing about Blog Talk Radio is they can call in and listen to the show, or you can listen on live, you know, with your computer.
Right.
So, which is great. I'm going to pull a card because I'm feeling like doing so. And because I normally pull a card at the beginning of the show, and I didn't do that. So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Wow, this is so wild. Okay, there's no coincidence here. This is the second card I pulled that I reshuffled in the deck, and it came back out.
That's not the third time
the first
you pulled that
card. This is the second. This is the second time. I pulled two cards in the beginning of the show, and I didn't read them out loud, but I kind of read them to myself. The first one was the love card, and the second card, which was like right with that, is the wealth card.
Okay.
So I really feel that spirit is wanting to communicate a message to all of us, you know, and the wealth card, pulling from the Wisdom of Avalon card from the Colette Baron Reed deck. This is a marker of abundance and success and the achievement of a goal. So it can be referred to as real riches or tangible results, such as money or possessions, but it can also be portend a time of emotional satisfaction. It's always a reminder that all things can be attained. Know that wealth includes sharing. For this card is also a reminder to give something away to help another, be it money, time, or anything of value. So sharing will always ensure the flow of wealth. This marker is a very fortunate omen. So thank you, Spirit, for sharing that card and that beautiful message. And when I think of wealth, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind isn't necessarily like like money or possessions. It's the connections, the relationships, and the people in my life. I feel wealthy to have meaningful relationships in my life. That's to me. If I were to die tomorrow, I've died a rich person. I'm wealthy. I'm abundant. Abundance comes in many different ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing, what I realized with abundance for me is to be grateful and to, like, for example, for money in my case, I'm speaking from my personal example. And what works for me is I don't ever feel like I don't have enough. I always feel like I'm securely provided and guaranteed or assured a spot in the a meal every day. I'm assured that I'm going to have plenty of money to pay my bills and then have money left over to enjoy life. And as a result of those beliefs, that I just flow, things flow. And I'm very fortunate. I'm not sure where those beliefs came from.
Mm-hmm.
They just came. They're kind of natural. I just know it's going
to
happen.
Let's try to take our caller again, Rosa, here. 631, you're on the air. We'll try again.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Sue, and I just wanted a reading.
Yeah, we need your name. That way we can tap in.
I'm sorry.
First name.
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Welcome, Suzanne.
How are you? How are you doing? Where are you calling from?
Fine, thank you. Long Island.
Excellent. Very good. You guys having the crazy weather too? Hot?
No, it's okay.
Nice.
We're hot.
It's boiling here. All right, Iggy. I'm gonna pull a card for Suzanne here. And Suzanne, again, I'm not sure why these cards come up the way they do, and so perhaps you don't have to share. Perhaps this card that I selected for you has significant meaning for you. The card I selected for you is the Risk card, and this marker brings excitement to your path, and you cannot know the outcome of this action you're being called to take until you do it. And this way, you're required to be blind in the forest for a time, risking all you know and all you've acquired on your journey for the potential of something better. Perhaps the training you require demands faith in what you cannot experience with your five senses. Be reliant on the sixth sense, your intuition. So your intuition can provide you with another type of sight and aid you on your journey. So very important questions can be answered now. Is engaging in the situation worth the risk, or does my inner sight tell me to wait till another opportunity comes? Am I willing to learn a lesson of defeat and surrender to the promise of the unknown potential? So, again, Spirit's asking to pray for guidance and ask for a sign. If the answer is yes, take the risk. If no, rest, regroup, and wait for the will of the divine mystery. So, great. I can pull another card for you if you'd like to see.
It was funny because I was going to ask about love life and meeting somebody. I met two different people, and I'm going on a second date, and then I'm... job. So,
okay, what I want you to do is focus on tell me when you focus on the one particular, whatever it is you want to focus on at this moment. Just tell me when you're there.
Okay.
Are you there? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. All right. The card that I pulled for you in your particular, whatever you're focused on at the particular moment, is a card of perception. So this marker requires you to contemplate how you look at the world. Through what eyes do you see, Suzanne? Do you peer through those of prejudice or judgment? Are you viewing your present circumstances by projecting your past? So this is the time to slow down, observe from all angles. This calls for objectivity and a willingness to examine your life and others through a neutral pair of eyes. Within you, awareness is transcending your ego's separate self. So rise above it, see through your soul, and know that things aren't always what they appear to be. So this marker brings clarity and asks you to look and to wait. Perhaps all you need to do is relax and to put on another pair of glasses. Then what's in front of you might be magically transformed. So perception is everything. Take no further action until you see how this message applies to your current situation. Then once you've shifted your perception, you may find that this was all that you needed to do. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
you. Welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Suzanne.
Those are powerful cards. Very good. Let's move to the next caller.
Okay.
714, you're on the air. What is your name? And where are you calling from? Hello, hello, hello. If you can hear our voice, you are on the air.
Yeah, don't be shy. We want to hear from you.
Call back.
Yeah, call back if you want. You know, talking about perception, the last card is, that is like my one of the most favorite topics to talk about is perception. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is that your perception can shift from time to time, from minute to minute, from day to day. Perception is a matter of where your current state of consciousness lies, I believe. And a lot of healing can be done through shifting of perceptions. You know, when we are stuck in a story that no longer serves us, you know, I feel that we have the choice, or we have by invitation, by spirit, our higher selves, to look at that and transform that situation into something that makes us more powerful, in the sense that we are able to reconnect to those lost parts of ourselves that were so-called hurt or damaged or broken, if you will. You know, kind of like the vase that's been shattered on the ground, you know, we put it back together, let's say, with super glue. It's never going to come back together exactly the same way, but it's going to create such a beautiful vase. And it's also may not be able to hold energy or water. But along the way, you know, that vase is going to let go of water and be able to nourish the flowers, those beliefs that we have, and to have them grow and to bloom into something else. So sometimes things aren't always what they appear to be. And I feel that we have the opportunity as sacred human beings to be able to shift those perceptions and to grow and to evolve into something else.
Absolutely.
We have the ability to transform, you know, lead into gold, if you will. That's the alchemists that are out there.
Are you
there.
Ready for another test, Rosa?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, here we go. Let me see. Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Declaration of Independence signed? At the bottom.
Yay! You just did it, sorry.
No, I didn't.
Hey, good job. We have fun here. You're 3 for 3.
I know. You know what?
You are my sister.
So you're saying you got mom right?
Somehow connected.
Are you taking claim of my smart gene? Is that what you're doing? Because that's what I feel you're doing. Oh, my God.
See how she is? All right, here we go. We do have a question in the chat room. My question is about Andre. How do we feel about me, and how long will our affair last? I'll be point blank honest. As long as you want it to last, and quite frankly, I'm not going to read too much into it, you know, but, you know, affairs do have their ending point. Mm-hmm. So with that, I just say tread carefully, and, you know, hopefully you guys are adults and know what you're doing. That's all. I'm going to leave it at that. The universe didn't want me to go too deep into things. So.
Okay.
And then we have another question. Will my marriage last till death do us part? It's kind of funny. We have the different, you know, questions here about affairs and then marriages. And actually, not to be funny, and not to be, you know, silly, but I do it on the questionnaire that this kids took in school. The first one of the questions is, what is marriage? They put.
Yeah.
I don't know. Death. I'll go a little deep. In America, we have part of us that are actually growing too, as well.
Right.
And we're evolving within a marriage. So, to death do us part. So, if you're talking in the literal sense, when you're dead, you're gone, and you move forward. But within a marriage, we can grow, we can sidestep, we can go all over the place. The marriage is one of those things, we make it and we do the best we can.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're dealing with two individual people trying to make things work with the belief systems that they bring into this marriage.
Right.
You know, my wife and I have completely different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have similar backgrounds, but yet we're still different, you know,
yeah.
in the way we perceive things.
Mm-hmm.
So marriage is one of those things that you would... If you don't feel You some take time. Okay, I think we're back on. Hopefully we got, I think I bumped something by accident, so I do apologize. Well, that's just where I was with mine, please.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll move from there. And this is a recorded show, so you can actually go back and
listen to
what we said.
Yeah, if something catches your interest in what we say, just go back and listen to the archive. And the thing is, you know, like with any, you know, marriage, you know, I often talk to different people with different ideas about marriage and so forth, death do us part, you know. It's like you enter into this contract, and that death do us part is more of a religious values and beliefs, whereas the law, the contract, if you will, the legal part of the marriage is death can dissolve the marriage, but so can a dissolution or divorce. So,
sure.
I mean, there's different ways to terminate the actual contract, if you will. Now, the relationship, you know, there are parts that will forever live on and are never ending, you know. So you can't really divorce somebody, you know. You can't really divorce somebody divorce somebody. You can divorce your experiences of that person. But you can't never really leave your husband or leave your wife or anything like that because you really never had them. Remember that everyone is in your life by invitation. You don't possess anyone, nor do they possess you. And I think that having that clear distinction is important because sometimes in our society, you know, we feel like we own that person. You know, we own them and we want to possess them versus inviting them in our lives. And there's a big difference between a partnership and not a relationship. A relationship is where there's obligation and expectation. A partnership where it's by invitation and with communication of what the needs are. And if there are expectations, make sure you communicate those expectations and needs. If you want it to be long-lasting, it's healthier that way, I find.
Well, our time is winding down. I'll give it. If you have 3 apples, 4 oranges in one hand, and 3 oranges and 4 apples in the other hand, what would you have?
Heck of a lot. Oh my God.
So he answered
cute.
It very literal. So
yeah, that's very cute. You gotta love our kids.
Oh
my gosh.
They're the future.
They are our future.
Regardless
that's,
how we look at it. The
if
kids
that
are.
Scares you, then hey, then maybe you should spend some more time with your kids.
I mean, they're 20% of our population, 100% of our future.
I know.
And, you know, hopefully they learn from our, I don't know, mistakes. Everyone look at our view of the world. You know, I think maybe they'll see it differently than
maybe
we do.
They'll go through a rite of passage and be able to take our values, what works for them, and create their own values and become something, create their own life too.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
so,
we're just about out of time, folks.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in,
yeah.
folks. Appreciate it.
We'll see you
it.
Next week.
Yeah.
And hopefully you have a nice week. Share with us and let us know what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with that, it's the end of the world as we know it.
I love.
That's great. It starts with us.